bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for you are good, you are kind, and your mercy endures forevermore. We honor you, O Lord God, for your mercy. Thank you because you are God, you are not a man. Thank you, Lord, you are God from beginning to the end. O Lord, we worship you. You are good, you are kind. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. We lay our crown before you. We say you are God, you are good, and there is none like unto you. Oh Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we honor you. And Father, this morning, we ask, oh Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 12th of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Thank him for his worthy to be praised. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over you this day. In the name of Jesus, you are a day of blessing for me. You are a day of favor for me. You are a day of goodness for me. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over this day, all that is in you walk together for my blessing. All that is in you this day walk together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, today I am positioned in the provision of the Lord. I enjoy the banquet of his provision. In the name of Jesus, this day I am centered in the heart of the provision of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy continuous flow of provision from his presence. I enjoy continuous flow of his mercy. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy all the benefits of the mercy of the Lord. This day, you will not stand against me in the name of Jesus, but you will walk together to bring to fulfillment the plans of the Lord, the favor of the Lord upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over this day, and I come against every appearance of evil in you. In the name of Jesus, I declare that any weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, and every tongue that speaks evil concerning me, in the name of Jesus, you are condemned. In the name of Jesus, every evil word released concerning me this day, you will not stand. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy concerning my day, they are frustrated. In the name of Jesus, every altar that is lifted up against me, in the name of Jesus, the fire of the Lord destroy you. I set I, the throne of the Lord, over this day. I declare over the gates of blessings of this day, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. I usher in the Lord of hosts into my day. Oh, therefore, as I step out today, I walk in his goodness. I walk in his grace. In the name of Jesus, I walk under the shadow of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my supply of blessing will not be cut off. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. The Lord bless me indeed. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the earth underneath my feet. You yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, I receive blessing from his presence. In the name of Jesus, the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, I will not be found short to the glory of the Lord. I will not be little to the promises of God. In the name of Jesus, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am the plantation of the Lord. I am planted in the house of the Lord. I am planted in the court of my God. I grow my root deeper and I bear fruit upward. In the name of Jesus, I bear fruit in and out of season. Barrenness is not my portion. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. I will not be desolate. In the name of Jesus, his glory is upon me. His glory is all over me. I am preserved from any form of evil that goes on this day in the name of Jesus. It is well with me. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Sunday. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for His mercy. Our God is good. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. The Lord God is with us. The scripture says our God is our refuge. That God is our refuge. A very present help in times of trouble. God is has always been there for you. Oh, if not for God, where will you be today? If not for the light that He has shone upon you, you would have been condemned into to everlasting darkness. But for His mercy, His love, and His grace. So this Sunday, I want you to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to appreciate Him. I want you to honor Him for His mercy upon your life. Thank Him for His good and His kind. We are going to be reading from the book of Psalm 97. We are taking the whole Psalm. It has 12 verses from verse 1 to verse 12. I'm reading New King James Version. I'm reading from verse 1 to verse 12. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of eyes be glad. Clouds and darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemy round about Him. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship Him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgment, O Lord. For you, Lord, are most high above the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who loved the Lord hate evil. He preserved the soul of His saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. I want you to go back to verse 10. You who love the Lord hate evil. Now look at these two statements there, the last two statements there. He preserves the souls of His saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Our God is good. Oh, let me tell you, God reigns over the affairs of men. He is God. He is highly exalted. His righteousness is unmatched. His glory cannot be described with human understanding. Oh, people of God, stand in gladness and rejoice before Him. Stand in gladness and rejoice before Him. He is God forever. He is God forever and ever. That cannot change. He is God that is settled from the beginning of the earth even to the end. He is God and it cannot change. Oh, and is not about to change and cannot be changed by any means and by any method. You cannot guilt trip Him into doing things. He is God and is God alone. Oh, beloved of the Lord, rejoice in Him, for He is alive. He is alive and not dead. For death cannot hold Him down. The grave open up and tremble at the mentioning of His name. The Lord Jesus has swallowed death in victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Because the Lord God has gone into the grave and He has overcome death for us. Oh, He is good. He is highly lifted up above the throne of men. He is lifted up above the throne of men. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Just like He said in the book of Psalm, this Psalm that we just read, Psalm 97. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Christ is alive. Oh, He is alive, and He has ascended up into the heavenly places. Oh, and He has given victory unto me. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8 says, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive, and He gave gift unto men. He led captivity captive, and he gave gift unto me. He paid the price that I owe. He has paid it all because of me. He was made a sinner. So through his death and resurrection, I have passed from death to life. What a great God. Through his death and resurrection, I have passed from death to life, because the Lord made him who knew no sin to become my sin, to carry my sin. He bought me with a price far more expensive that my generations combined cannot repay. I am redeemed into his love, and by his love and his grace upon me, he fight for me at all times. He's always there fighting for me. He said in his word that fire go before him and consume all the enemies of his grace upon my life. The enemies, he consumed the enemies and their wickedness. The Lord is good unto you. If you sit down and you look at it, oh, the Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want you to bless the name of the Lord, for he is good, is kind. Oh, behold what the Lord has done in your life. See what the Lord has done, all because of you. Oh, give him glory for his mercy and for his love upon you. Father, we bless you this morning. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We lay our crown before you. We honor you. We bless you. You are good. You are kind. You are the Lord, and there is no controversy about it. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you. Oh, we honor you, Lord. We lay our crown before you, and we say you are God. You are God above all. Your throne is exalted above all other thrones. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. And Father, we are before you this day. As we step out, we ask, O Lord, that you will preserve our life, you will preserve our soul, and you will deliver us out of the hand of the wicked. As you have said in your word, that you, the Lord, you preserve the soul of the saint, and you deliver them from the hand of the wicked. O Lord, this you will do for us this day, that our journey be guided by your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Like I said before, today is Sunday, beloved. Let me encourage you. Go to a place, find a place of worship, and bless the name of the Lord. Worship together. Find a place of worship and worship with the people of God. Rejoice together with them. Bless the name of the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord, and let the word mix with faith in you. And for those places that is not stable, for one reason or the other, you won't be able to congregate. Wherever you are, the Lord strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Because of you, the Lord arise and fight for you. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Beloved, remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.